This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, one of the cast of The Chosen, an incredible series that dramatises the life of Jesus and his followers in the Bible. George Xanthus, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. And I've listened to 103.2 a lot of times. You guys are really great. I love the stuff that you do.
Oh, well, we're really glad that we actually get to chat with you today, because The Chosen is a show, it's a series that has impacted so many people around the world. I do like that there is an Aussie in the mix representing us. You play John. What was it about his character that really interested you?
It's funny, because the way I got the role was strange, because John has, I think, a total of 6 words in like the opening 4 episodes. So I think those words are go get caught in the net. And if I've said the wrong amount, then it's 5 words or 6. But it's really very hard to audition for that character, because obviously the first 4 episodes were only written at that stage. So they actually brought me in for Simon, and I auditioned for Simon. And then within 6 hours, Dallas sent an email to my manager. My manager said, you know, they loved you. They want you to come in and read for the role of Quintus, who is the Roman praetor, you know, one of the, like, the bad guys essentially of the show, but really funny, you know, kind of really, like, you know, comical and laid back. And so I did that audition the next day, 7 pages. So 7 for Simon, 7 for Quintus. And then they loved that, and they said, you got the role of John. So I think somewhere in between the comic laid back nature of Quintus and like the stoic responsible nature of Simon, John kind of existed. But they've always, I keep reading that John was a very passionate, but, you know, using passion for righteousness, as Jesus says. So I think that kind of resonates with me as well. I can be passionate and emotional, but I always try and do the right thing.
Well, it's good inspiration to really be able to draw from, and it's such a unique series. I mean, as an actor, you probably get a few different jobs come your way, things you can decide on doing. Why did you want to be part of The Chosen?
Well, it's very interesting, because coming into the show, I use the really strange analogy of like Lost, where people needed to, like, if you've seen the TV series, like Locke and Jack and Kate and Sawyer, they go to the island and they're there for a reason, but they don't know what that reason is. Mm. As I keep talking to the cast of The Chosen, for example, Zebedee, who's played by Nick Shakur, that's my father in the show. And then, you know, even Paris, you know, who plays Matthew, Liz, who plays Mary Magdalene, everyone was at a crossroads, and this show came along and we didn't know what it was. And we were just all inspired to say yes to it. And we became this family, and it's changed our lives. And I'm hoping that people that watch the show have a kind of similar impact to it. But I mean, the way that we film it is different to the way that it's consumed. I mean, it is work for us. It's a job. Mm. But the way that it's like a family, everybody coming together, and everyone absolutely loves each other, and everything's like clockwork. We were never to have known that coming into the show. Mm. But I would say the thing that also made me want to film this series a lot was just reading that first episode. It's about a fisherman who's down on his luck, and the Roman government is after him. So they send a tax collector to his house, and that's Matthew. Mm. And I'm like, this is a series about Jesus. I don't see him anywhere. Not to say that you don't want to see Jesus, but it's like, it's refreshing, because you've got a fully rounded characters creating a television series. It's not just a character piece on one person. Mm. You've got every disciple has a backstory. And it kind of felt like Game of Thrones, you know. I guess that's the best way to kind of, all of us say that it's like Game of Thrones in ancient Judea. Mm-hmm. That's Noah, who plays Andrew. He always says that. So that a mixture of that and this idea that everyone came into the show kind of a little bit down on their luck. And like Simon, they catch their fish and their miracle comes. And that's what the show has been to a lot of us.
Yeah, what a way to find yourself in the show. And of course, it's one that has brought so many viewers a lot of hope. And because of the subject, the characters that it's bringing to life. One's obviously from the Bible, Jesus, many people building their lives around his teachings and the examples of the disciples. With that in mind, did you find it strange bringing these characters to life, knowing that it wasn't just like any other movie or any other show? These are people that genuinely form the faith and belief of hundreds of thousands, millions of people around the world.
Oh, absolutely. And I often get that feeling that you're talking about, this idea of, oh, you know, these people, they were around 2,000 years ago, and it's kind of like a daunting task, you know, so to speak. But there's actually, we've got some huge fans of the show, one of which is like an idol of mine. He's actually the starting striker for Liverpool Football Club. His name is Roberto Firmino.
Yeah.
And he loves the show. He follows the show. He reposts, he puts it on Instagram. And I'm like, this is like my favorite player of all time. And he watches the show. And in a lot of his like Instagram handles, he's got quotes from John. And that's when it hits me. It's like, you're doing John, George, like you're that character. And I guess the way that we've kind of eased into the series and it started so small, I guess I use the analogy of we didn't just get onto a bike and start riding it and it's not like daunting. We kind of had the training wheels and everything. Like we've kind of become these characters. So that daunting aspect doesn't apply to us anymore. Mm. It's just now that everyone's watching the show because we filmed this 3 years ago now, 2018. So, you know, that's the first season. We're just seeing how big this show is and how massive these people are now because we're getting that response from the fan base. And we've got the best fans in the world, by the way. Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible that there's still new people finding the show. And of course, the first season that's coming out on DVD here in Australia, people have been able to watch it online for free for a while now. But in talking of your fans, I've seen some of the incredible fan art that they have given you of your character, John, you with Jesus. And it's just amazing. What do you do with the fan art that you receive? Where does it go?
So I've received some art in person, and we've just got some really, really talented people that do that. And we will often take a photo with the picture and then, you know, put it on Instagram. But when we get tagged on Instagram, I always ask them for permission and they're like, I don't know, blown away. They're like, well, of course you can use it. I'm like, no, I don't want to like do it. And then you're saying like, I'm not allowed to use it, whatever. Mm. But I always credit them. It's incredible. People are so talented and they're doing it for the show. It's just where all of us on the show are blown away and we constantly putting them on our Instagram. I've got a few sketches on my Instagram from people who have sketched me. And that's my favorite one, the one that you're talking about. It's me and Jesus. It's actually me and Jonathan. But, I mean, Jonathan plays Jesus. Yeah. But we're just chatting because I've got my sides in my hand and I think that makes it into the sketch. So I've got like my scene, you know, sides in my hand. I've got a water bottle and this artist has captured that moment perfectly. And we're both laughing because we're probably doing an impression from The Office or something.
That's the thing. You guys seem to have quite a lot of fun on set. What have been some of your favorite moments during the filming process and in bringing this to life?
Favorite moments? I mean, a lot of times, because there's a lot of waiting to do. I mean, we will get a UE boom and we'll connect our phone to it. And whilst filming has got, we've actually been, this is really funny. We'll put the UE boom on and we'll like dance to like dumb music. Usually it's early 90s, like dance themes and like trance that hits, stuff that you can really get your body moving to. And then because everyone's so like lovely on set, you just get this nice PA coming up going, hi guys, they're on set about 3 kilometers away and they can hear you.
So oh no.
We're just like, oh. So we have a lot of fun with that. But with regards to filming, I mean, we did I don't want to give too much away, but in season 2, episode 3, there is a 15-minute, 15-page one shot.
Wow.
Now, that's fun for a different reason because it's we're making something happen there. And you find me a TV show that's done a 15-minute one shot across hundreds of meters, you know, as well. We're not just talking about like in a circle. You know, we're talking about following people and tracking. That was fun for a different reason because we didn't get the shot until the last shot of the day. The sun set in the middle of our take.
Wow.
And it made this orange twilight. Absolutely. It was kissed, basically. Mm. It looks like a little kiss from above, you know, kind of thing. It's just orange and beautiful twilight. Mm. It's just, that was fun. It was stressful, but fun.
Yeah, it makes it such a special experience. And I imagine sitting alongside Jonathan, who plays Jesus, I think back to when The Passion of the Christ, the movie, was made as well. When you're dealing with subject matter that obviously has a spiritual undertone to it and that does have this central character that can kind of be a little bit ethereal, perhaps, how did it feel for you acting with someone who's playing Jesus? Did it feel at all kind of unusual to other roles, or were you very much grounded in the work?
Well, what's interesting is that the first 4 episodes and even the second 4 of the first season, when they're filmed, they actually didn't put Jonathan on the cast sheet. It was like this, they always have secrecy around the show in important areas. Like for the first 4 episodes, Jesus is introduced to us. He's not a main character. So they didn't even put his name on the cast sheet. So I didn't even know who he was. I'd never met him, and I met him once or twice. And in that sense, I'm like, ooh, this guy. But after season one finishes, when we say goodbye to everyone, me and Jonathan go like, well, where do you live? And I'm like, Koreatown. He's like, I'm just next to Koreatown as well. And for like a year and a half, I think we hung out like most days, most weeks. We were watching films together. We got like movie passes. We would do like karaoke. We would, you know, grab dinner at like Japanese restaurants and stuff. And so, you know, in the second season, especially because John and Jesus's relationship becomes a lot stronger, you know, like you said, it's this kind of like this very, I don't know, not daunting, but this, you know, big figure that you're talking to. What I think is fantastic is that me and Jonathan are such good friends. And I'm lucky that John becomes the beloved disciple, because I think that's important to show on screen that as holy as this man is, the show makes him really relatable.
Yeah.
And John can't be walking around every second going, like, cowering in like, you know, absolute praise of the, like, they need to be good friends. And that's what's starting in season two. And that's kind of a lot of what happens. It's me and Jonathan as friends, and then Jesus and John as friends. And I'm not the writer on the show, but I really hope that they explore that, you know, further in the series. And I'm sure, because John becomes part, as he says in episode one of season two, I was in his inmost circle. I was his, you know, he loved me kind of thing. So, yeah, it's definitely gotten easier as it's gone along. But me and Jonathan are such good friends that it's great.
And it's a gift. It's a gift to the viewers as well, because when I spoke to Dallas about the series, he said one thing that he wanted to do was show this authentic Jesus, which, as you've kind of expressed, it's not necessarily this distant, very holy kind of picture that maybe most people are familiar with, but someone who can, you know, be a friend and be accessible and be someone that you go out and have Chinese takeaway with. It's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always point to this scene as well, when Simon feels like his life is over, and then they get the miracle of the fish. He collapses in a heap into his knees, and he looks up at Jesus. And Dallas I remember me and Dallas are really good friends on set as well, on and off set. We chat a lot and message one another. And he confided in me and said, I'm really worried about this scene. I said, why? He goes, in the script, Jesus comes down to his level, and he goes, I don't know what people are going to think about that, but it happens in the scene. Simon goes down, looks up at Jesus and says, I'm not worthy and whatnot. And Jesus comes down to his level. And that's the Jesus that we're portraying. That's the relationship. And it's not only, he's not just coming down to eye level with Simon, he's coming down to eye level with the audience. And that's kind of what the audience can feel in that moment, is that this person is accessible. They're not out of reach.
Yeah. And when you guys started the filming of this show, you mentioned back in 2018 was season one. The world has clearly changed a lot since then. And even some of the challenges you've had filming in a kind of COVID setup has changed. As you look back on the whole process of bringing this to life and then continuing to do that now, what have you learned through this window and what it means to you to be able to still actually create The Chosen?
Well, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on this show, but when the app used to be a pay it forward kind of thing, so one person would buy it and it would become free for like five people, and if you didn't like pay for it, then you'd need to like wait, kind of like watching it on live TV. It's like, oh, there's a live stream happening in like an hour or two, so you can watch it then. And you know, obviously it's more difficult if you don't pay to have watched the show. But when COVID hit, the show actually thought, this is it, we're done. How are we going to, every show around the world that has millions of dollars has shut down. And meanwhile, we don't have that money and we're trying to get crowdfunding money. How are we going to do this? And we did the opposite of raising the price. We actually made it free. And that kind of is the message that I've got of this whole experience, even through COVID, is that when this thing was made free, that's when the donations and stuff came through. It's that idea of complete surrender and just trusting in humanity kind of thing. When we made this app free, more people watched it. It changed more people's lives. And then the thing got funded. It was kind of miraculous at the time. And that's kind of how the show has existed through these tough times. And, you know, there's always been tough moments, you know, in the show, and not only in, you know, what's been presented inside the story of the show, but also in how it's been made. People can watch that from the outside, and hopefully that helps them in whatever difficult time that they've got. But we've had to go through that as well with filming, not just with lockdowns, what we're experiencing here in Australia, but, you know, we had all sorts of stuff to deal with.
Yeah, you guys have done an incredible job, George. And I mean, Dallas says there's going to be 7 seasons. If John continues to have a role in all of them, are you ready for a few more seasons?
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. Season 3, I think, is scheduled for March of next year. And yeah, it's great because people can like download the app now and watch the first 2 seasons. And by the way, the season 1, it's been difficult for Aussies to get season 1 on DVD, but as of Friday, 27th of August, I'm not sure when this is going out, for the first time Aussies can actually get the season 1 DVD as a physical copy. So that's also good news.
It's so good, and it's an encouraging time to watch it, George. Thank you so much for chatting with us about it today, and we really appreciate all that you've contributed to the series.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.